At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
And the next thing I knew, I was holding a carton of eggs, and I didn't even know how I got them.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why I don't shop there anymore.
No. Yeah, no. Me neither.
Thanks for the reminder. I need to go
crazy
shopping.
Anyways, welcome to Dirty Mo Live. I think that was bad. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was awful.
We got to work on those.
Andrew Curlin here with Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold. We're here to talk about the playoffs. The playoffs.
That famous clip.
Huh?
I forget what coach that guy was. You might know. Playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Playoffs?
It's bothering me. I'll get to it.
His name's like Bob something.
We talking about playoffs?
No,
playoffs.
You're thinking practice.
No, I know.
You're thinking, yeah, Allen Iverson.
Oh, my gosh. It's bothering me.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Chat, tell us who that was, please.
Anyway. Yeah. They're finally here. We're going to the playoffs. Darlington this weekend to kick things off. And we finally
Who? Jim Mora.
There you go. We have our 16 drivers to compete for this 2023 championship. And as always, per tradition, every year when the playoffs start, you got to put a grid together. Mm-hmm. You got to call your shot now.
A grid?
Yeah, playoff grid.
A bracket.
No. It was called the playoff grid.
It's not technically a bracket.
Yeah.
It's 100% a bracket.
Listen. I built a bracket. I know what a bracket is. All right? You won't tell me what a bracket is.
Grid?
Yeah, playoff grid.
What, do you put an Excel sheet together?
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
That's it. So we've got ours filled out. Gosh. We also have in possession Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s and Mike Davis's from The Download, if I can read their handwriting correctly. Mike wrote the names out. Dale wrote the numbers. So Dale should be easier.
Right.
Because I already
it's more efficient.
Like who is Mike's last person around at 12? Can you read that?
I can't see it.
I'm gonna assume it's Harv.
Yeah, Harv. I think it's Harv. It took me a second to figure it out.
Kevin Harv, ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin Harv. So we went and we filled our brackets out. We asked you guys to do the same, and you can play along too because we're gonna go. We can go round by round,
yep.
Or we can explain our picks throughout, but. Why don't you guys in the chat, why don't you type who you have going out in the first round? Let's start the conversation at the round of 16, first four drivers out, and then we can continue that conversation as it goes until we get to Champ 4 and Champion, which we have our brackets filled out. And by the way, I think you can go to NASCAR.com and fill those brackets out.
Yeah, there's one where I think you can fill it out potentially. I don't know if you can win stuff or not.
There's one where you can only fill it out week by week. And it's interactive and electronic, and then they have just like a regular playoff grid that you can print in.
Yeah, and then one where you can call your shot. And we did the printout ones, and I went to town on taking notes of all this.
I'm surprised there's not any like red yarn tying stuff together.
Yeah,
we've got one person that's already put as the four that aren't going to make it. Caden Smith has Bubba, Blaney McDowell, and Stenhouse.
Yep. Isaac has the 34, the 12,
McDowell,
47,
Blaney,
23.
Stenhouse, yep, Bubba.
Yeah, okay. So, should we just kick it off?
Let's have the full bracket thrown up. The empty
one. Let's
put one.
the full bracket up on the screen, and let's just let's tee up what exactly we're working with here. So, I believe it's up on the screen. So, you can see round one, Darlington, Kansas, Bristol. Then in the round of 12, Texas, Talladega, the Roval. Round of 8 is Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville. And then, of course, our championship race is in Phoenix. You can see the 16 drivers on the left of your screen, and we're going to slowly whittle them down. And I think it's important, like, how did you guys approach the bracket? Was it halfway on a feel thing? Did you look at the three specific tracks, or was it a mixture of both? Because I kind of did a mixture of both when I was evaluating who I was going to have in and out.
You go first.
I had a couple that I did a little research, and I got bored, and so then I just went for feel after that.
Honestly, I did the exact same thing. I looked at Darlington and went, oh, it's going to take too long.
went on past that. Well, actually, I will admit, I had one person that I was like not going to be in. I was looking for some facts on why he won't. And I was like, actually, I don't have any facts, so I'm going to use him for my feel category.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. That's a little bit of knowledge and feel. Definitely going with my gut.
So who wants to, whose bracket do we want to show first? Travis?
We'll go with yours.
Mine? All right.
Let's do Andrew's.
We'll throw mine up on the screen, and I guess I'll walk you through.
Just walk through your entire bracket.
Through the entire bracket.
Yeah. Let's start. You just do the first four.
First four. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hear those four that aren't going to make it.
All right. Yeah, so my bracket is up on the screen, so you can see the entirety of what I have, but I'll start at least with the first four eliminated. I have Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Michael McDowell, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I felt like Blaney and McDowell were just two feel things. You know, it's McDowell, while he had some good speed and momentum towards the end, they were both at road course races. And again, I'm not feeling hot on the Fords to begin with. McDowell's a Ford, and that's where I kind of lead in with Blaney. What has he done for me really much this year? I feel like I never really see much of Blaney. Now remember, he's just got to be the 12th best driver to advance into the next round. But it's one of those things where I don't see it happening.
I mean, if you take out Buescher, it's pretty much what have the Fords done all year long, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
Agree. I mean, yeah. The six has been consistent, but it just hasn't won.
Yeah.
I took Tyler Reddick out, and this is kind of where it was it was halfway between a field thing, and I looked at the three tracks. So how I evaluated it was I looked at the Darlington and Kansas races from this earlier this year and the Bristol Night race from last year. I added up all their results, and I averaged them. Tyler Reddick, last three races, has an average finish of 18.6 at those tracks in terms of last finish there. So that's why he's eliminated. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., while I like him a lot at Bristol, same type of thing. Average finish of 19.3 in terms of those last three races. So that's why I have the 47 going out as well.
I know we're just talking about your first four.
Christina says she agrees with my champ four.
Yeah, Christina Giddings.
I appreciate that. How about this? Why don't we go to your guys' brackets? You explain your first four out, and then we can keep going.
Yep.
Yeah? So, Dalton, why don't you explain your first four out in your bracket?
All right. So, I obviously went, like I said, a little bit of stat, a little bit of feel. At the end of it, I just kind of went with my gut. And, you know, McDowell, I would say he is, him and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. are kind of the Cinderella stories of this group. Would I love to see them continue on? Yes, but I just don't know that at Darlington, Kansas, and Bristol that McDowell and Stenhouse are going to do super well.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ricky has some speed at Bristol, but just not compared to the rest of the field above them. And then between Harvick and Bubba, I had Harvick and Bubba also not making it past the first round. I just don't think that there's enough room for that many Toyotas up there in the top. And unfortunately, I know 2311 is going to be fast at Kansas for sure. But I think that Tyler Reddick is going to get the nod there over Bubba. And so that's kind of, I kind of was like, I'm going to take one 2311 car out in the first round. I just went with Bubba.
Yeah.
It really could be either. And then Harvick, I don't know, just kind of the same thing we were talking about. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Harv.
Yeah. the same thing we're talking about with the Fords, just not a ton of speed everywhere. They're obviously good at drafting packs or drafting tracks. But Darlington, Kansas, Bristol, I just don't see them getting up and going. So
to your point, on the Tuesday episode, the download Mike was talking about how after the race on Saturday, Harvick was very just like not willing to really say what he expects in the playoffs. Like, it's just a weird feeling right now.
Yeah, I don't want to say he's not bought in, because that's not true. Harvick is, I mean, a killer behind the wheel.
But he could just
like,
be frustrated with.
There's just something off.
Here's the only interesting thing, at least with Harvick. At Darlington in Kansas this year, second at Darlington, 11th at Kansas, when you're thinking about racing against 16 people, those aren't terrible results. 10th at the Bristol Night Race last year. Again, how much can you factor the difference of 1 year? You take it as you like. At least for me, the number I had, average finish of those last three races at each of those tracks, 7.6, the right. Best of the drivers I was in question of.
A lot of
that's
what,
why I advanced him.
A lot of what I went with too, in the rest of my bracket, was seniority. I think in a lot of these kind of tournament brackets, like knowing, just being wiser is a lot better. But I don't think that Harvick overcomes his equipment.
I do have an interesting stat to play devil's advocate against myself here on Harvick. Championship 4, he's made it 5 times. Most recently in 2019. And then ever since then, year by year, has gotten worse. 2019 championship 4, then in 2020 eliminated. He only made it as far as the round of 8. Then 2021 only made it as far as the round of 12. And then in 2022 eliminated after the first round in the round of 16. So he has just progressively year by year gotten one round worse, which is something interesting for Harvick. Can he turn it around with the Fords and the struggles of Stewart House Racing? I think is going to be the important thing to see.
I've got a question for you. It's actually from Eric Davis in the chat. Larson not in the round of 8 for you?
Man, I have not seen anything from Larson that makes me confident that he's going to make it past the round of 8.
I will say, to your point, he can, because at times he's number one. But he's got a lot of DNFs and a lot of, like, 30s.
Larson is the most talented guy in the field right now to hold a steering wheel. But talent isn't going to necessarily get you into the next round. You've got to get lucky. You've got to catch some breaks. You've got to win. Yeah. It's I don't know. That 24 team is
you mean the 4 team?
No, I'm saying the 24 team, that's the Hendrick team.
Oh, yeah,
I would
be
back. Oh, yeah. Someone said, I see that you have Logano going to, I think, to your championship 4, not to get too far ahead of you, but someone in the chat said that once Logano gets hot right around that round of 8.
Exactly.
I think I can agree with that. I have my
Arby's
own reasons against that.
And the Chief is the person that commented that. Hey,
nice.
NASCAR's a sport of runs.
There you go.
And Logano might go on a run.
Yeah. Travis, let's take a look at your bracket. Four.
So I'm pretty sure that we have, all of us have two, the same two, and I'm worried that so I have McDowell and Stenhouse not advancing.
Yeah.
And we all have that, right?
It's just, yeah. It's
so
just
I'm a little concerned that we're like,
maybe they might. Yeah.
One of them is going to get through. Yeah. And then I have Chastain and Blaney.
So Blaney, I can obviously agree with. Yeah.
So Blaney, in the last 11 races, he said 6, 20 or worse. So that goes to the point of like, you just got to be up there. And there's times where he's not. Now, granted, listen, he was leading last week and he did nothing wrong and got wrecked. So, but that's how racing goes. Sometimes it's not. You have to just be lucky. Chastain, after Nashville, he said 1 top 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Like, he's now, the one thing that I'm curious, and I asked Denny about this on the podcast this week on Action Detrimental, does he expect Ross to kind of revert back to pre-Justin Marks having a conversation? He said right now he wouldn't have to because he just can be himself, but I'm curious if Ross is like, you know what? I'm in the playoffs. I've been trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, and this is where it got me. Screw it. We're going back to old ways, and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have Ross going past the first round, but not that much further, so I can agree with you. I don't, to a degree, I don't know how much momentum can carry Ross Chastain through these first couple of races. It's very much like, what has he done for me the last couple of months? And I really haven't seen him much.
Here's my argument about Ross in this first round.
Okay.
Is, we all remember, where was the race where he got told to calm down?
Where was it? I can't remember.
Darlington. And he was leading with Kyle Larson, and they took each other out. And then that's when Hendrick was like, I'm tired of my cars getting wrecked. And ever since then. But that was his last racetrack where he was he won after that, obviously. But that was really the last one where he was on this meteoric rise.
Randy Cook said it's an odd number year. Logano won't do well. Next year he'll be back in the championship 4.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, we have a donation.
Dang, I've never seen that. So, Dalton, you're point on with Larson, and it's Blaney who hasn't done anything going into the round of eight.
He said, "If I have Blaney going on,
oh, okay.
So that's fair. If my argument is that Larson hasn't done anything to make me, you know, want to pick him to go past, but I have Blaney in my round of eight.
Yeah.
My argument there is." I think that Roger Penske is gonna, I don't know. I don't know if there's like a knob they can turn to like make things better for them, but I just don't think Roger Penske is gonna go
mess
quietly
with the
in the
louvers.
Night. Yeah. Whatever.
That's the knob.
You might have read
also,
this.
Also, thanks for the donation, by the way.
I didn't know you could do that. I never knew you could do
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
We'll take it.
Did you read,
we'll read them.
A Harvick Darlington stat? I might have missed it. I want to read this if not on. So Piper on the chat says Harvick has 13 top six finishes and lost 15 Darlington races.
Yeah. So again, like that goes into the argument of sure, maybe Harvick and Stuart Haas across the board, maybe it might not be hot, but you look at these three tracks, Harvick is pretty decent, especially at Darlington. He's got that historic being good at these three tracks in his resume.
So to your point, Dirty Modo is going to tape tomorrow. I have in my hands the predictor model. Harvick is sixth in the model.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Who did they have?
Let's go to Mike's eliminated out of the first round. He has Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, Michael McDowell, and Ryan Blaney. So he's got both 23-11 cars, McDowell, Blaney, out in the first round. Dale has McDowell, Chastain, Stenhouse, and Bubba eliminated in the first round.
Okay, so he's having Harv go on.
He has Harv go on. Harv.
Harv.
Why don't we go to the round of 12 into the round of 8, shall we? Back to me here?
Yep, let's go back to you.
All right, so we can pull my bracket back up. Let's see. We're talking Texas, Talladega, Charlotte. Out of those three tracks, I have Chastain eliminated, Joey Logano eliminated, Kevin Harvick, and Bubba Wallace. That's where I think their luck runs out. My biggest thing for me was looking at how far did like the RFK cars go. That was my biggest thing. Buescher and Kozlowski both advanced through my round of eight, and here's why. I feel like when one of the RFK cars has run well this year, the other has as well. So I looked at Chris Buescher's track record, and again, this is not Kozlowski's, but this is just this season alone. Because we have Talladega, we have a drafting track, you know, as mm-hmm. we referenced on the download yesterday, fourth in the Daytona 500, third at Talladega, first at Daytona. That's an average finish this year of 2.66. Mm. But We also have the Roval in the same round, which is also considered a wild card. His average finish at all the road courses this year is eighth. Chris Buescher.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How much do you think momentum matters in a sport like NASCAR?
I think it matters a fair amount. I feel like if Buescher went on this run in the beginning of the season and then cooled off, maybe I wouldn't be as confident advancing him as far as I am. But now that they're starting to figure something out and RFK is putting together some wins heading into it, I feel decently confident about it.
Does the fact that the Fords are the best at staying together and RFK does it even, you know, the best – does it worry you that if something bad happens, then that you're going to lose both of those people, those both drivers?
Yeah, it could bite me. Again, I don't – sure, I'm packaging them up as a package deal. I think they can run isolated of each other. You know, if I had to pick one over the other, I feel really good about advancing Chris Buescher into my round of eight over Keselowski. Yeah. But, I don't know. That's my argument for advancing the Fords. Now, I did eliminate Joey Logano, which could be kind of a bold move.
So that's where I would disagree with you that seniority is going to come into play here. And Joey, even though he's honestly a lot younger than we think he actually is, he just has that experience over someone like a Chris Buescher.
So Matthew Howard said the 17 won't make it past the round of 12 in the 6 out first round.
Interesting. So also, they disagree.
Shout out to Esteban from Chile.
Yeah, I saw from Chile.
That's so cool.
That is very cool. All right, Dalton, let's pull up your round of 12, shall we?
While we're pulling it up, let me ask you guys a quick question. Jay brought this up. What about Larson, and does he retaliate to Denny in the playoffs and screw things up there?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Larson's not that guy. They both have something to lose.
That's the thing is it's not worth, like, unless Larson is eliminated.
Yeah, Larson's not that
but
guy.
But I don't think he would screw up Denny's chance at a championship.
I think if it happens, if Denny does something during one of these races, he would retaliate during that race. I don't think he carries it over into.
I think if anything, Larson would carry it over to like next, like
maybe
if he didn't do it now.
The Clash just
like I just don't think that he's like they're still friends, and I think he understands what a championship means.
Larson just doesn't have that temperament.
All right, but let's throw your back up.
Oh no, you're fine. All right. Well, we know that Larson doesn't make it out of my round of 12. The other ones that don't are Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, and Brad Keselowski. And I believe my belief here, again, is kind of playing the probability. I don't know, like I did with 2311, I don't think two RFK cars are going to make it to the round of eight. I think that Byron, Martin Truex Jr., Denny, those kind of guys are kind of untouchable. I'm not saying that they could not. Like, it's impossible
for
him to not make it.
Been steady Eddie.
But, like, yeah, it's just so
especially
consistent.
Martin.
I really, really like Chris Buescher. I think he's really going to – I don't know. I think he's going to continue this hot streak he's on. Yeah. I don't think this is a fluke. I really don't.
Yeah, I like Chris Buescher a lot. In terms, I want to ask you about Tyler Reddick here because you've got Tyler Reddick going way further than I would have had, in addition to Ryan Blaney as well. Thoughts on, like, what do you see in Tyler Reddick in the playoffs, especially making it into, what is it, your round of eight, it looks like?
Reddick has had a few really good races where a pit stop or a penalty or something caused him. And I think that the 2311 is going to, you know, buckle down a little bit. I don't think it's going to be both teams. I think one team is just going to kind of edge out the other. And I think Reddick is a phenomenal race car driver. I think he's got all the talent in the world. I think he's going to go on a run. He's had a little bit of a rough patch, but this is his time to shine. And I kind of believe in a way of it being too perfect for it to work for him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what edges him out. If I had to pick him, if I pit him against the people who I had out, Larson, I just don't think does good at Talladega. Texas is a kind of a wild card. Charlotte, you know, the Roval. Obviously, he's decent at road courses, but I don't think he's necessarily better than a Byron or a Truex or a Hamlin. So I don't pick him. Christopher Bell, I just don't think has the experience. I would 100% pick Reddick over Chastain right now. And I'm just going probability over just not including a second RFK car in the round of eight.
Cameron in the chat said, Reddick at Kansas, I mean, the 2311 cars at Kansas are fantastic. Yeah. He said it's going to be tough beating Reddick at the Roval too. So I could see that argument.
Right.
I just, for me with Tyler Reddick, I feel like going into the playoffs, again, you talk about that feel thing. I had a great feeling about Reddick last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, I feel like, a lot more momentum last year, more good things going on. I think a few more wins than he has going into this year. And he finished 14th in the standings. The year before, finished 13th. And that was his career best in the playoffs.
Right.
I just feel like in a year where I feel like I've heard of him less, he's not going to outdo what he's done in better years. That's where I stand. But again, I'm going to be proven wrong
a handful of times.
But that's where I stand on it.
Yeah, I feel like he's chipping away. I think he's slowly starting to become one of the big players in the sport.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to Nigel from the UK. He's
Reddick
or Buescher, who he's rooting for. And then we got another UK person in here, too. I'm trying to find
Dirty Mo Live is worldwide.
Kyle, I can't pronounce his last name.
Very cool. Do you guys think Kyle Busch will get it back together after all those recent bad finishes? That question comes from Chronic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's got, for lack of a better term, he's got that dog in him. I don't think that you can count Kyle Busch out.
I mean, I have him going to my round of eight. So,
yep.
Yeah. Travis, let's get to yours.
Missing out next is, Bubba's not making it. Then Harvick, Logano, and Bell. I think Bell has recently just kind of been, something's off. Really hasn't been.
Bell was one of those guys. I didn't know where to put him.
It feels like he's out of place.
I understand that. Well, like last year, would you have guessed he would have gone to the championship four?
No.
I feel like, and Christopher Bell, let's see, last year he won at the Roval to race his way in, and Martinsville again to race his way in, and two kind of shocking victories. So I feel like he's going to be a wild card again this year. But you don't think he's gonna make it too far, Travis?
No, but it's also, it's like he's good, but then you're looking like Byron Truex, Hamlin, like I already have them penciled in large. Yep. So it's like he's good, but it's just like something seems off this year. And so like, but to your point with the 23-11, they're both in now, and you wonder like if that building's all of a sudden like stress free.
Mm-hmm.
Like you wonder what kind of just like pep in their step they might have going into these next few races, and if they could get some magic going, watch mm-hmm. out.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let's talk about, Mike's picks eliminated after the round of 12. Busch, Harv, Logano, and Larson.
Oh, Harv.
And then Dale eliminated the six of Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, and Harvick. So okay. I feel like we can, across the board, almost agree on Kevin Harvick.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Almost. Sweet. Okay. Let's get into our round of eight going into the championship four. And we'll run it back with me here. Let's see. Who do I have going into the championship four? The Byron Truex Hamlin combo is going to be hard to beat.
I was going to say, we don't even need to put them up.
We don't even need to debate that.
No.
Byron Truex Hamlin, we all three have those.
Yes. So it's a matter of that fourth driver, I feel like.
Yes.
Who do you have?
I have Kyle Larson.
Me too.
And you take a look, and again, this is where I went back, and I looked at Vegas from this year, Homestead from last year, and Martinsville from earlier this year. Holy cow, does Kyle Larson have a great track record at all three of those tracks.
That's fair.
Second at Vegas, he won Homestead. He basically owns the top line at Homestead, and he won Martinsville. That's an average finish of 1.33 the last time he was at all three of those racetracks. Kyle Larson's my fourth driver.
That's a great argument. I think that second round is too tough for him to get through.
Yeah.
So that's why if you swap these, Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville was the round of 12, I have Larson advancing 100%, mm. but it's that round before it that mm-hmm. I don't. So I instead put Logano in there. I don't think the guy who won the championship last year is just going to fall off.
So do you think he wins a race then here? Like, how do you think he...
I think he could... Yeah, I think he wins Vegas. He's great at Vegas.
Speaking of Vegas...
Oh, yeah, it's a perfect time to plug...
Don't we have something going on at Vegas?
We do have something going on at Vegas. Why don't we talk about it before we get to our Championship Four prediction, shall we? As soon as I find my notes so I can officially tell you guys all about this. This is pretty cool. We have a live show.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Like, you're buying tickets to this thing. It's not part of the racetrack experience, but it can be. But you're going to see a show in Las Vegas. Dale and Mike will be there with the download. The guys from DBC will be opening for Dirty Mo Live. Dale Jr.
We're letting DBC Westgate out in Vegas.
They're not our responsibility. That's not. I don't. Look, I just post.
They're
stuff
my
on
responsibility.
Social.
I'm the producer of that
who
show.
Who said let's take DVC to Vegas? How did that get approved?
This is really a cool thing, though, and
it's like a live show.
Yeah, this is. You know, you've seen podcasts do live shows before. This one's bigger and badder because you don't have one; you have two on the same stage with Dale Jr. It's almost like a boxing match. You have like an undercard and a title card. It's so cool. The packages that they're putting together, that Westgate's putting together. So, like, if you want to go to Vegas, if you're just looking for a reason to go.
For the ultimate NASCAR and Vegas experience.
If you're looking for a reason to go, you should call them and see if you qualify for the VVIP or the VIP. Because the prices that they're asking are so... If I wasn't working here, I'd consider going.
And you got to jump on that quick, Dalton, because you mentioned the VVIP packages. Well, they're almost sold out.
Yeah.
So...
Like, we know how fast the Ultimate Experience in Bristol sold out.
Yeah. You got to go... And get on this thing quick. You can visit dirtymomedia.com/live to check out more information on Dirty Mo Live, Dale Jr. and Friends. It's Friday, October 13th at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. And we have heard a handful of ideas of what this show is going to look like. There are going to be more brainstorm meetings just to really fine tune the show. I'm going to jump on one tomorrow.
Yep.
It sounds so cool.
Yeah.
It sounds so cool.
I would love to.
This is going
to
be unlike anything we've ever done before.
Yeah, it's an unprecedented thing that we're doing. So yeah. For Dirty Mo Media. So be on the lookout for that. Do we want to hop back in?
We got to get moving. We got plans here in like 12 minutes.
We do. We got to go celebrate a Junior Motorsports victory here shortly. Let's get to our Championship Four picks real quick.
Well, we know
And we'll talk champions too.
Yeah.
Let's explain our champions. Yeah, let's do that. For me, on my bracket, William Byron captures his first career Cup Series title this year.
I respect that.
And I'm going to give you a stat and I was surprised when I read it earlier. Byron, in the last 10 races of the season, has never won a race in the playoffs or in that playoffs era. But when has he ever entered the playoffs as the number one seed? When has he ever had a season like this before?
Right.
Also, Byron at Phoenix, he won it this year. And last year finished sixth at that race.
Yep.
So he's got the speed at the track he needs to be fast at. He's having an unbelievable year. William Byron, my champion. I feel like that's enough argument I got to have.
All right. I respect that. I think that...
But you're wrong.
Byron. Yeah, I think that Byron is... Man, he's got a boatload of talent. He's got a great team behind him.
Like boatload, John, like a pontoon or a John boat or what kind of boatload?
John in the chat. John in the chat says Byron, he feels like Byron may have peaked too early, but we'll see. I don't know.
He's been,
steady,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah. And a lot of these tracks that are kind of go his way. However, on my bracket, I talked about seniority. The oldest guy in my Final Four, I think he takes it. It's the king of the short tracks this year, Martin Truex Jr. Mm.
Yeah, see, I could see that too.
Yeah,
again, also having a fantastic year.
I just think he's like on this wave, man. I think he is riding this wave.
If he wins, he should just get out of his fire suit and leave the fire suit on the track and like, I actually retire.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's the one guy out there that seems like it's just fun. Everybody has said this year, he's just having fun.
This has been him the entire year.
Yep, just staying up at the top.
There's no bad. There's nope. Like, it's just... before I get to mine, we had somebody say, do we think there'll be some non-winners for this? Yeah, last year the first three races were won by non-playoff drivers.
Yeah,
that was surprising. Someone said, Zelda Racer said, they can't trust my grid. when I have Chastain going further than Ryan Blaney.
Quickly, before I give my four.
Ryan Blaney's in a four. That's why I can't trust him this year.
Cavante wants to know, what's Junior's final four?
Let's see. That's right. Dale Jr. and Mike's. Let's start with Junior's. Junior has Truex, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, and Ryan Blaney in his championship four.
Blaney winning. Which was his original. Yes.
He did that at the beginning of the season. It's like, I can't change it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay. Mike Davis has Byron, Truex, Hamlin, Kozlowski, Denny Hamlin is your champion. Those are the that's the cast of the download. Travis, let's get to yours real quick.
You know, I don't often say that Mike Davis is smart. I'm going to say it here. He has got the correct winner.
You don't often say that your boss is smart?
No, I'm Team Tiff.
Sounds like a Tiff problem.
I'm going with Denny Hamlin, man. I think, you know, he's been snake bitten.
I wonder why.
Because he's been really good this year.
Oh, you produce a show.
I mean, he's been in the championship round, four of the last 5 years?
Yeah, a lot.
Like,
yeah.
It's his time.
I think if there's a year where he's going to do it, it's this year.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just really like that 19.
I saw a few comments. I know we got to go quickly.
We're good. We got like 8 minutes.
I saw a few comments. There was a fan from Canada that said, if Bowman or Chase were in the playoffs, how far would they make it? Which leads into Cameron's comment, Chase will for sure win a race.
What
this
if he
year.
Wins this weekend?
Chase is going to win the Roval.
That would be crazy if he won Darlington. Race too short for Chase Elliott.
I think Chase is going to win the Roval.
I was there when he won the Roval a few years ago.
And is that the one where Harvick...
Where he wrecked at the
beginning. Yeah, and Harvick wrecked him. I was at that race too. It was like we just crossed paths.
What if we were like right next to each other?
We could have been. I was on the front stretch like checkered flag. I got tickets for free.
I was in a suite.
That says something about NASCAR fans. We walked up. We didn't have tickets. We were about to buy them. And this couple comes up and goes, hey, you guys want tickets? We're like, yeah. Like, we got two, checkered flag.
I was in the
start finish line.
I was in the air condition.
Yeah, well.
Anthony
I'm
says,
a true fan.
Anthony says Kyle Busch will win Darlington.
I could see that.
Let's see. Yeah, that's it. We have all this on record now.
Yep.
There's no going back. These are the picks we're sticking with.
All right, I'm going to make this with the caveats to protect me a little. Who do you want to win? Not you think is going to win. Who do you want to win? I'm not going to say Denny. Can't say Denny for me, at least.
Me? I will say Denny.
I will also say Denny.
I feel like I have been at championship races. I can't remember the year where I was so certain this is Denny's year. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't end up happening. And then there were other years. This has got to be Denny's year. And it never happened. He's one of those drivers that I feel like deserves a championship that doesn't have one. He's on the brink of it. I think it'd be cool to see Denny Hamlin as a champion.
I think, like I said, if he has a year where he can do it, it's this year. I also would love to see Byron. I just really like that guy. I don't know. He's so nice.
Mine would be Blaney.
I would also like to see Blaney.
Blaney would be crazy.
A Buescher, a Kyle
Busch. Blaney's
the
cool dude that, I don't know. I think a championship would just change how everybody kind of views.
I will say the ripple effect of like an old school earlier this year, Chastain just blowing through the playoffs and winning the championship. The stories afterwards would just, I don't know. I think that would be awesome.
A Ross Chastain championship. I mean, he came within hundreds of feet last year of almost winning that title.
Right.
Imagine if he would have won it last year.
Yep.
Some pretty crazy stuff. Well, hey, I see a bunch of people in the chat. Thank you guys for tuning in, tuning along.
Let's give a shout out to everyone in Florida and Georgia.
Yeah.
Be safe, man.
Hurricane Idalia. Hurricanes are nothing to mess with. We had a fan of ours.
We heard from Martha.
From
we heard from Martha in Miami.
And if
you are a Dirty Mo Media fan,
you know who
Martha
Miami is.
From Miami. She comments,
surprised
participates
she's not
in a lot.
Right now.
We hope you're doing well, Martha in Miami. And we've got a newsletter too.
Yes.
If you haven't checked it out, you got to go check it out. It's on our website, dirtymomedia.com. It'll pop up as soon as you open the page. It will be there. But if it doesn't pop up, because sometimes for some reason I open it up on the website, it doesn't pop up for me. You can go and you can sign up at any time. Just go straight to dirtymomedia.com/contact. to sign up, and that's the best way to stay in the loop for what we have coming out, because yes, we have a lot of exciting stuff on the Dirty Mo Media radar, including a few cool new partners.
Yeah.
And one that DBC has taken by storm, and Casey needs to work on reading this yep. phone number, but Birch Gold Group and DraftKings have jumped on our Dirty Mo Media platforms in a huge way. You know, we often talk about support the sport and support the people who support us. These are two fantastic groups that have come on board and have really supported us, and we want you guys to do the same. And
as a fan of all sports, I love having DraftKings as a partner with us, because football's coming. And
It's here. It ain't coming. No, it's here.
But a really cool thing we can do there, if you download their app and use any of the codes from our shows like DJD, DBC, or Denny.
Use the code DBC.
Or, you know.
Denny. Do Denny.
Or I'll be the DJD guy here.
989898.
But you can download their app, and they give you free money to bet with.
Yeah,
so it's like five. If you put down like $5, you get $200 back.
I think it was $200 in bonus bets. Bring $150 bonus bets. I mean, like, that's crazy.
Yep,
Dirty Mo Dough will be coming out tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and make sure you again text DBC to 989898. That's the important number, 989898. Text DBC.
I gotta go drink some beers. Celebrate with Justin.
And that's what's important. But anyways, the show's out this week. Action's Detrimental. DBC. Travis is going to go drink some beer.
You can't wait.
Dalton. Yeah, he can't wait.
Oh my gosh, we got
the beer toast coming. Action's Detrimental. DBC. Those shows are out right now. Speed Streeps is going to be dropping later today. Dirty Mo Dough, they tape tomorrow. The final episode of Becoming Earnhardt will be dropping tomorrow.
Yes.
It's a round table.
With Kay and Kathy. And Doug Reichert, I believe. So,
holy cow!
Yeah, those are
is cool.
You want to know who was there for the 79 season? It was those
and
three,
and it's everyone in the same room.
Yep,
that's gonna be really neat. And hey, we got Next Level out with. I'm hosting that show with Shane Beamer. We went to Columbia, South Carolina, to talk to the head coach of the Gamecocks football team, and let me tell you, it was so cool being immersed in that environment, to be able to talk and chat with him and really get inside the mind of one of the most unique coaches in college football. We dropped a teaser, which looks fantastic. Shout out to Dustin, who's sitting in the control room right now, who edited that. It looks fantastic. We're going to be dropping those videos out, I believe, this week and into next week.
Yep, videos and podcast should be coming out this week. So, man, I'm so excited for some of the stuff you've got going on with Next Level.
Yeah, we're working on a guest right now. That's going to be really cool.
When I think that you can't top, like, you know, Mario and all, you just do. You just keep top. So, man, I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, everyone's special in their own reasons, and we've got some cool ones coming up. But anyways,
let's continue
to send us your brackets. We're interested in looking at them, and may the playoffs begin. We'll see y'all later.
See ya.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.